98.7 and 1330 KNSS, Steve and Ted in the morning now. At 6:30, Steve McIntosh, Ted Woodward, 28 degrees. A Texas judge's ruling of Obamacare as unconstitutional has gotten rave reviews from the president, but it has members of Congress at odds.
Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer called the ruling awful, saying it can take health care benefits from those who need them.
It would knock out funding for treatment of opioids. It would raise drug prices and close the donut hole so seniors would pay more for drug prices.
Schumer says maternal care would also be affected, but Republican Senator Roy Blunt said the ruling opens the door to a new health care solution.
For America, it means we're going to continue to debate this. Health care clearly matters to people.
Both men on NBC's Meet the Press. President Trump proclaimed the ruling as great for America. Democrats say they'll seek to have it overturned. Grinnell Scott, Fox News.
Authorities say a massive fire destroyed a 28,000-square-foot warehouse in Park City Friday night at Air Capital Delivery and Warehouse, 5801 North Prospect. It took more than 2 hours to get the blaze under control. Sedgwick County Fire Captain Bill Harold says the loss from the fire is an estimated $1.6 million. The warehouse held two businesses, a maintenance facility for 18-wheelers, and an electrical company.
The Wichita City Council is expected to vote on the naming rights of a pavilion currently under construction in Nafska Park.
According to the agreement, Evergy will pay $1.4 million to build a pavilion in the park. Also, Evergy will control advertising on structures in the park, while the city of Wichita will be responsible for the upkeep of signage. The pavilion is part of a nearly $3 million renovation taking place at the corner of St. Francis and Douglas, just north of Intrust Bank Arena. Evergy is the parent company of Westar Energy and Kansas City Power and Light. Matthew Harding, KNSS News.
A brewery in Kansas is selling a new specialty beer, helping raise money for a Northern California community destroyed by California's deadliest wildfire last month.
Free State Brewing Company in Lawrence is joining 1,400 breweries across the country to offer California-based Sierra Nevada Brewing Company's new specialty IPA. It's called Resilience Butte County Proud. Sierra Nevada is based in Butte County, where the devastating wildfire last month led to the deaths of 86 people. Free State's Jeff Damon said Sierra Nevada shared the recipe for the citrus-flavored beer so that breweries could make it locally. Damon said Free State will have the beer on tap until it runs out. All proceeds will go to Sierra Nevada's Campfire Relief Fund to help rebuild Butte County. Sierra Nevada had made an initial pledge of $100,000. Damon said Free State was happy to join because of the overwhelming number of people in need. Rodney Price, KNSS News.
President Trump's personal attorney, Rudy Giuliani, is pushing back on Michael Cohen, saying he didn't act alone when paying two women hush money prior to the 2016 presidential election. Fox's Ellison Barber reports.
Michael Cohen says that absolutely nothing was done within the Trump organization without Mr. Trump's knowledge. He says not only did President Trump know about these payments, but that he directed him to make them and he directed him to get involved in these matters. Mr. Giuliani says that is false and that President Trump has repeatedly said it is false as well. While the president denies having knowledge of the payments, Giuliani says even if he did know about them, it does not constitute a crime. In order to make that argument, he's pointing to a case involving former presidential candidate John Edwards. In 2011, Edwards was indicted for allegedly violating campaign finance laws by using money from political supporters to try and keep an affair quiet. A number of legal experts say the cases are different. The evidence is different. Cohen's former lawyer, Lanny Davis, says Giuliani is ignoring facts.
Feral hogs are a menace in parts of Missouri, so federal officials are taking to the skies to combat wild animals that can destroy multiple acres of farmland in a single feeding frenzy. A team with the USDA's Animal and Plant Health Inspection Service shot and killed 103 feral hogs this past week from a helicopter. Gosh, that seems like a lot. 103 hogs in 1 week in Missouri. All right, let's take a look at the forecast now with KNSS staff meteorologist Dan Holliday. Good morning, Dan.
Good morning. A ridge of high pressure is over the Central Plains. It's slowly going to move east today, but still that's going to give us a nice stretch of weather today, tomorrow, and into Wednesday. But a change by late this week where cooler air moves in. Today's high 56, partly cloudy 34 tonight, mid-50s again on Tuesday. I'm KNSS meteorologist Dan Holliday.
And now a partly cloudy sky. We've got a northwest wind at 5 miles per hour and 28 degrees. So, looks like another nice day coming our way, Ted, after yesterday. And yeah, nice weekend over there.
Sounds good.
South Central Kansas. Now, you had The Wonderful Life radio show. I believe you concluded. Last night was your conclusion. You had three shows.
Yeah, we did Friday, Saturday, Sunday night.
Yeah, how'd it go?
Had a lot of fun. Went very well. And I think a lot of people that went enjoyed it. And it was fun. I'd never done something like that before.
Okay, sounds like it. Sounds like it was a good time. I saw some photos of you on Facebook. You got to wear a mustache, huh?
Yeah, I decided as the radio announcer from the 40s, I needed a little Harvey Korman or sort of mustache. So, yeah, I went with a
little flair
this time around.
All right.
Yeah, it was fun.
Well, good. I'm glad you guys had a good time. And, of course, our friend Dan E. Campbell was involved and some other folks, right?
Yeah. Dan played, of course, Clarence the Angel. Big part in It's a Wonderful Life.
Oh, yeah. Huge part. 6:35 now, Steve and Ted. Today is December 17th. On this date in 1969, an estimated 50 million TV viewers watched as singer Tiny Tim married Miss Vicky on NBC's Tonight Show.
That was an event.
The event earned the show its highest ratings to that date. Johnny Carson bringing on Tiny Tim and Miss Vicky.
Well,
wow. That was weird. I was, how old was I? 69. Oh, 18, 19 years.
Were you tuned
yeah.
in that night?
Yeah,
you were
I
one
watched.
Of the 50 million?
Yeah. So I was a big fan of... The Tonight Show and Johnny Carson when I was a kid.
So was I.
Up. I mean, as a teenager, especially on week, not on weeknights because, you know, you had to go to school, but on weekends, on a Friday night or a Saturday night, if I'm not doing something, I'm watching Johnny Carson because he was just, I just loved how he did things and the way he did it. I don't know if we have, you watched too, didn't you?
Every night.
I don't know if we ever picked anything up from it. I'm going to imagine both of us have professionally with regard to technique and how to do interviews and so forth. I don't know, but humor. There was a lot of humor involved.
Well, Johnny's ease as an interviewer, his impeccable timing.
Yeah.
And
his monologue.
At the time, he was the touchstone of what was going on.
Yeah.
His monologue was just a bedrock.
Yeah, it was a revamp of the day's news, and he was never mean, I don't think, or cruel to anybody. But he always found a funny
slant. He would get
his
jabs in, but he never went further than that. Yeah.
All right, a man's fear of zombies has landed him in prison. The Sun-Herald of Gulfport, Mississippi, reports 32-year-old Sean Michael Stroud was arrested in April after he stole a front-end loader and smashed it into at least four cars in a Walmart parking lot. Two of the cars were occupied. Stroud told police he thought the world was ending. Meanwhile, the part of his world that involves freedom is ending. After pleading guilty to a series of charges in the case, Stroud was sentenced to 15 years in prison. In case you're wondering, prosecutors say Stroud was on drugs at the time. Here's an interesting story. The organization that handles claims on behalf of Jews who suffered under the Nazis says Germany has agreed to one-time payments to survivors who were evacuated from Germany as children. The New York-based Conference on Jewish Material Claims Against Germany says Germany will make a payment of $2,800 to each of those still living among the 10,000 people who fled what has become known as the Kindertransport. It's the 80th anniversary of the beginning of the transport of the mostly Jewish children to Britain from Nazi Germany and elsewhere in Europe. Many never saw their parents again. Claims conference negotiator Greg Schneider says about 1,000 survivors are thought to be alive today, about half living in Britain. And since 1952... Germany has paid more than $80 billion in compensation. $80 billion in compensation after World War II. All right, 6:38, Steve and Ted here on KNSS, and time for the KNSS Commodities Update with Mr. Tom Leffler of Leffler Commodities. Good morning, Tom.
Well, good morning, Steve. Well, the cattle complex closed negative Friday after a session of two-sided trading that did not result in any new highs for the week. Cash cattle trading developed during the trading hours Friday at 119 on the hoof, 188 in the meat. The lean hogs gapped higher on the open Friday, but then struggled and closed on the mixed side. Now, Thursday of this week at 2 p.m., we have an early release of the cattle on feed, cold storage, and hog and pigs report. At the close Friday, Feb cattle 45 cents lower at 122.40, GM feeders down 40 cents at 147.57, and Feb hogs 32 lower at 64.50. The wheat, corn, and soybean futures Friday were unable to hold their highs of the session, and only the corn futures closed slightly positive. Now, last week, the March Casey wheat gained 6 cents, canned beans lost 16 cents, and March corn lost a penny for the week. Trading overnight has been mostly positive in light to moderate volume. At the moment, March KC wheat, 5.25 cents higher, 523.5. March corn, 0.25 cents higher, 385. And Jan beans, 2.25 cents higher, 902.75. January crude oil trading, 58 cents higher, 51.78. February gold, $2.10 higher, 1,243.50. The March S&P, 3.25 points lower, 26.02 1/4. The March dollar index, 23 cents lower, 96.68. And March Dow Jones futures, 40 points lower, 24,088. For commodity trading or ag marketing advisory, contact Loeffler Commodities on the phone or on the web by using 866-GO-TO-TOM.
Well, Tom, a beautiful weekend here in South Central Kansas. Did you get out and do anything?
Yeah, I did one of my favorite things.
What's that?
Went to the Nifty Nut House Saturday.
Did you really?
Yeah. I haven't been there since they expanded. That's nice.
Oh, I don't think I've been there since they expanded either.
I tell you what, there was a lot of people there, but it wasn't like the old facility where you bumped into everybody. You had a little bit more elbow room, but boy, there was a crowd of people.
Well, you know, and they do, the Nifty Nut House, especially when you get close to a holiday, any holiday, you're going to see that. And in a lot of assortment of nuts that they have in a box or whatever.
Yep.
That's a very popular gift for both, you know, coworkers, people like that.
It's an easy gift.
It's an easy gift. It really is. My favorite down there is the chocolate covered raisins. I don't know. What do you have a favorite candy at Nifty?
I don't know if I have a favorite, but one thing I never turn down is peanut brittle.
Really? You
yeah,
like
I love
that?
Peanut brittle.
I haven't eaten any of that for many years.
It's good on the teeth.
Oh, yeah, I noticed. Yeah, you got any fillings? That'll be gone. No problem.
That's right.
All right, thank you, sir. We'll check with you again tomorrow morning. It's 6:41 now with Steve and Ted. Coming up, Don Grant, CFP, the Money Tracker. He's going to talk about fraud in the workplace. That should be interesting on the way. Well, it's always interesting with Don. Time for our Prairie Fire Coffee break KNSS. Prairie Fire Coffee is the freshest coffee in the Wichita area, because Prairie Fire Coffee beans are roasted fresh right here in Wichita.
Yes.
And you can get Prairie Fire Coffee at your office by calling 267-3771 or online at prairiefirecoffee.com.
Coffee break!
6:42 now. Keep it here, Steve and Ted. More on the way right here on KNSS.